ultimately, though, where we started, the idea was to use what was happening in the world around us as inspiration for each collection, to use each collection as a tool of increasing awareness surrounding different social causes. Gun reform was the first one because, like, that was actually inspiration that got me to start this, you know, brand. And then COVID hit and the food bank happened. And then from the food bank, we started working with No Kid Hungry. And then we started working for the New York Restoration Projects, where we weren't just kind of, where we weren't just donating food, but we're actually restoring parks and gardens within New York City that would grow food that would then be handed out to the local community. And it was just more about, like, listen, there's like a few things, like provide people with the basic necessities of life, right? Like food, warm clothing, right? Like in winter, we would work with One Warm Coat and coat drives, and we did all these pop-ups in New York City and we use the stores as coat drives. So it was just all about like trying to support the local community in New York, be able to work on the ground.
I believe that love is all around us. Love is everything and everywhere. I am love. You are love. We are all love. In our divinity, in our soul, in the truest and simplest form of our being, we are pure, unconditional love. Love is the answer to everything. Every week in this podcast, we're talking to incredible and beautiful people who will be sharing their insights and perspectives to help you find more peace, to help you come from a place of love more often, to help encourage you to be kinder to yourself and others, to help you create more happiness in your life, to help you feel more oneness with others, and to help you connect to your higher self. My name is Justin Court. Together, we will help shift the collective consciousness of the planet to be more loving, kind, peaceful, happy, empathetic, understanding, and accepting. This can only be achieved together. It starts with each and every one of us. We are one, and it's time we start acting that way. I am so, so grateful that you're here. I love you, I support you, and I'm here for you. Let's together create more love in this world. Let's do this. Today's guest is the founder of a mission-driven fashion brand with the goal of increasing awareness surrounding societal issues such as gun reform, climate change, and food insecurity. Samuel Crost was inspired to create his brand, Crost New York, by seeing the amazing work that March for Our Lives was doing. He decided to combine his two passions, fashion and creating real impact to help the world. Crost is a socially responsible fashion brand who has partnered with companies like March for Our Lives, Food Bank for New York City, No Kid Hungry, New York Restoration Project, and One Warm Coat. Samuel shares how his practices of journaling, praying, and gratitude create a positive impact on his daily life. His true expression of gratitude for the things that really matter in life, like his family, his wife, his health, his team, his friends, is really inspiring. I'm not kidding. The morning after we recorded this episode, I had one of the best gratitude practices I've had in a while, and it was all thanks to Samuel. Samuel also shares his vision for Crost and the direction of where the brand is heading. I want to welcome you to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you.
We appreciate you having us and me. Thank you.
Of course. Dude, I am excited to chat with you. Anyone who's making social change through their company is, I just think, incredible. And you have, you know, I know you guys are based in New York. We kind of touched on this, but before we got going, but I'm originally from New York. I lived in the city for about 8 years. So it's cool that you guys are there. Congrats on the new office, man. That's exciting.
When did
you guys move into it?
At the beginning of July.
Nice. So fresh. So new.
So fresh. Yes.
Good, buddy. That's awesome. How long have you had the company for?
We launched November 2018, 5, 6 years now. Yeah.
Nice. And bro, go back to like, if you can, travel back to like to that time. What was, I want to ask this in like two different ways. So like the goal, but before we even get to the goal of you starting it, what was the inspiration that created this? Like, what did you want to do and achieve? Like what was that driving force? Just thinking about it,
like, you know, sitting here where we are now and you taking me back that road to the very beginning, the inspiration, you said you grew up in New York, right? So I grew up in New Jersey, in a small suburban town, quite isolated, a religious Jewish community. School, it was sports. There wasn't like too much that, you know, like else that I was really focused on. So I didn't really know what was going on in the world, to be honest, right? And I think that's really where the inspiration comes. I went to NYU, moved to New York. Didn't like New York growing up. Had no interest going to New York, even though it's, you know, it's just an hour drive. Yeah, it's funny. Like, you're one of the few that I know now, you know, that 8 years and you got out, like, impressive. You know, like, I don't think that that's happening in my future. And I just became so aware of everything in the world that was happening around me. But it really starts with where I grew up, because I grew up in a community that is based on kindness. And I know you talk so much about gratefulness, a community that gives back of their time, their money, always looking out for one another. I grew up with two incredible parents that are involved in every single organization possible. You know, my mother is the president of this or the chairman of that. And growing up, my father was my coach and, you know, part of every different community center as well. So that was instilled in me. And I think that it's funny because it wasn't until two and a half years into launching the business that I was able to like kind of extract from my subconscious that the inspiration, the mission behind the brand, which was truly inspired by an organization called March for Our Lives. I think, you know, there were so many shootings, unfortunately, that was happening. And for obvious reasons, you know, that has an effect on, you know, people. It definitely had a deep rooted effect on me, just seeing, you know, young kids, you know, and dealing with high school shootings, school shootings. But it was this organization that started after a mass shooting took place in Parkland, Florida, called March for Our Lives. And seeing these kids start this organization and this movement, kind of amidst this, you know, tragedy that it just dealt with, that was kind of like the, okay, this is kind of like something I'm latching onto. I was in NYU, went to a sports management program. All the students were working, you know, the Knicks, the Nets, ESPN, et cetera. I had to write a letter to the dean why, you know, I want to take my internship hours. That was part of our core curriculum in fashion. And like, that's just like kind of what I gravitated towards. I was like into how you dress, how you present yourself, how you look, how, you know, how it makes you feel. So how do I like pursue that, but also kind of combine this idea of, you know, being involved with the youth, I think was primarily where I try to make a difference with the product that you create and the idea and the message of support your friends and, you know, what it means to me, what it means to you, Justin, two different things. But I think that that's the beauty for me and for what it meant internally. It was about being able to support one another, whether we knew each other or not, because we believe in the same thing. We stand for the same thing. We want to see some of the same change. Just a way of able to connecting people more without maybe even kind of physically knowing the person. And it was, how do I support this organization? And I remember we were ready to launch and I couldn't get like an official partnership signed with them. I'm like, no, we're not doing this until we get a real partnership. And we ended up collaborating on tees and donating a significant amount of money to the organization. And that's kind of really where it started.
It's beautiful, man. I love the idea of like support your friends. And it's so true. It's like what it means to me, maybe a little bit different too, and to each person, but that's like the expansiveness of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not just this one solid thing. It can mean.
You should run with it, Justin. Use it, spread it.
Yeah. Dude, and I like the idea too that, you know, you don't need to know another person or physically see them, but you can. There can be this connection because you both just believe in similar goodness and you both believe in giving positivity and love towards the world. And that's just awesome that you allow people to connect in that way.
Almost like you're a movement though, right? I read that you have over 500,000 plus people, you know, that are part of this movement. You know, I don't know how many of those people know each other, but there's something that's connecting them.
True. That's like really what it's just interesting that you said that too, because that's what Spread Love is really all about. It's just letting people know that there's such beauty and love and good in the world all around us all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you create communities like that too, it lets people know, it's like, wow, there's someone else out there that's like that too. I'm not alone. There's someone else out there that wants to spread love and wants to be kind and do good things. That community, and just having that connection with other people is huge. I know sometimes, like, even with Spread Love, I feel lonely. I feel like so lonely spreading love. And what really gives me a nice reality check is when I just go back onto Spread Love and I'm like, I'm not alone at all. You know, these subconscious thoughts that come in that will mess with you and tell you you're not good enough or tell you there's not enough going on or all these things. But then
Me last night.
Yeah.
I am having a moment.
Do you want to share what that was last night?
No, just like, you know, everyone's human. I wouldn't say that I'm a person that has abnormal levels of anxiety. I'm lucky. I'm level headed. I have my practices, like I know that you do. I practice gratefulness. I practice faith, like, religiously every single day. It's the culture that kind of reigns over our office and our team, right? Just when bad things happen, like meant to be, we might not know why, but I'm telling you, there will come a time later. Just a matter of like continuing to work hard, be a good person, truthful, kind, grateful, gracious. Good things will happen, you know. But, you know, like last night, it's just like work is a lot lately. And it's just like, you know, running your own thing. It's I've always just called it a roller coaster. You know, I always remember, you know, early on, like having one of like my best days followed by like, oh my God, this is like, there's no way this is going to work, you know? And just being able to stay on for that ride, you know, that's really what I think this is about.
Yeah, true. Just staying, it's like holding on and just staying on. And dude, thank you for sharing that, because you look at your site, it looks beautiful. The clothes that you've created look awesome.
You just moved into
a new office. So like, you know, the perspective could just be like, oh, wow, he's got everything figured out. It's great. Yeah. It's cool.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Also part of it though, Justin, right? Like, fake it till you make it. That's part of the game. But no, you're 100% right. You're 100% right.
I think it's just nice to share those things, because so often we'll view other people, compare ourselves to them when we don't know anything that's going on in their lives. But we'll see something like, oh my God, they're great. I suck. They're awesome. I'm not. Like, they're doing something. Like, so just to like, let, it's just good to share these moments and stories and let people know. It's like, it is. It's just like hanging on, man. Like, we're all going through it. And in moments that aren't great, can you find the gratitude in them? Can you stay positive? You can still have those feelings of the hardship and the darkness and the trauma. But in those moments, can you also see the good that could be there or that may come, or just the gratitude in the situation? And like, that's what it's about. It's not like people who are doing well are never experiencing anything like this. They're never experiencing hard times. It's just how you look at it.
I think you also have to boil it down. I just recently turned 31. It's crazy to think that, because I've always felt like I was like the young one around. So I know this comes with time, it comes with practice, but it's also just boiling it down to the little things. Just like, I'm healthy, I'm alive, I could walk, I could talk, I could see, I could hear, I could smell. I have a great team, a beautiful wife, friends, and family that support me. Like, the rest of this is just, it's just emotions, right? It's just emotions. So that's it. And one of my best friends, I think it was like the first week of January, he wrote into our friend chat that just celebrated 1 year of journaling every single day. And I was like, you know, I've never done that. And now I just every day, I think I'm more days on, obviously, than off. I've been very consistent with it. I don't touch my phone on a Saturday. So like, I don't do it on Saturdays. Sundays, I should do it, but I don't do it. It's definitely like Monday to Friday, I'm very consistent with it. But it's such a nice practice. And it's just like I'll even come to the office and do it here, or sometimes on the subway I'll do it, you know, or I pray every morning. That's like my form of meditation in the morning. And for my practice of like gratefulness, but the journal, like I find like most of the time I journal, it's a lot of just like, thank you God for all these things that I'm like, that I have, that you've blessed me with, that I'm here, that I'm living, that I'm, you know, and it's just like, all right, now we can go to work, you know?
Yeah. What are you mainly, is it mainly journaling in gratitude and thanks? Or are you just letting your mind go sometimes and on whatever you're feeling?
It's really just like, but yeah, just whatever is, I type it, or I'm just in a notes, like in the iPhone, and I just like put the date, and I just like keep every single date, and it's like an endless like scroll right now since, you know, January. And I like to read what I wrote the day before I start. That's actually been a nice practice with it. And yeah, just like, just spitballing. But I think I find myself most of the time going, leading to like writing about like things that I'm grateful for. And some of the times it's also like, these are my goals and like priorities for the day and things that I want to be able to accomplish. And sometimes it's just like, all right, let's go get it, Sammy. You know what I mean? Like, happy Monday. Let's go. You know?
Yeah, nice.
Like, that's it. It's good. When I don't do it, I'm like, nah, but I don't do it. When I do it, it's like, you should keep doing this.
Yes. It's so cool that you found something that like you're really vibing with and that like, that really feels good for you. I've, you know, journaling has come up in my life a bunch of times, and for whatever reason, and that like, I'm cool with it. If it happens, it does. If it doesn't, that's okay too. Mm-hmm. But just like, I always hear such great things about it. And it's just something that hasn't really latched, or I haven't latched onto yet. That was like kind of with breathwork. I remember for like years, I would hear breathwork. I had people come on the podcast about breathwork, and I never did it. I was just like, eh, I don't know. I will, I guess, when the time comes. And now I do it every single day, and it's great. But it's interesting to just hear about journaling, because it is something that really does show up a lot, that people really seem to really enjoy and get a lot out of.
But what do you do? Because I read that you do something with gratefulness every day, right?
Yeah. So, I practice gratitude most days. Yeah. Most days, I would say. And what I do too, so I use this bracelet as a tool. So it's kind of worn, but it says, I am grateful on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, so this is just my reminder. So in the morning, you know, when I'm getting ready, after I wake up, I go to put this on. It's just my physical reminder to stop and practice gratitude. And then I usually practice gratitude a little bit when I meditate too. Even if it's for like 30 seconds or a minute, I'll usually focus on at least a few things that I'm grateful for. Because when I'm meditating, I'm just like, I can just really feel that gratitude really well. And then at night, when right before I go to sleep and I take this off, it's just a reminder again for me to stop and practice gratitude. And like, this bracelet has been the key to being consistent with it. Because like...
Yeah.
I got two kids now, man. And like, life is just, life is wild. Life is just crazy. So it's just very easy to get taken away in the chaos of the day and just like the business of the day. And I'm not perfect. You know what I mean? So I knew it was hard for me to make sure I did this. So this bracelet has really been hugely helpful, and just that reminder every single day to do it.
Yeah. I'm big on reminders. You got to see it to remember.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just like, it's good. Again, life is crazy. So to give ourselves things that will help us stay consistent and disciplined, it's like, why not do that?
Yeah.
And honestly, like without this bracelet, I wouldn't have stayed this consistent at all. There's just like, no, I just know there's no way. So that's what I'll do, man. Like I'll sometimes post and I'll say, anyone who wants a bracelet, and I'll just send out bracelets to people. I've done speaking things before where I talk about gratitude and I'll hand out these bracelets to everybody at the end.
Yeah, I read that. That's great.
The gratitude is such a shift in our vibration and our reality and how we're perceiving things. Cause it's like, it's never about what's happening. It's about our reaction to it or how we're perceiving it. And gratitude can really put us in that state that helps us really see things in the most positive light possible. Or even when it's really dark, it still gives us the ability to see, even if it's like a little bit of good, there's always good everywhere. So this practice just allows us to see that good, even if it's really difficult at times.
Positive lifestyle is That's like, I think my positivity has come from my practice of being faithful. I think like the two are like intertwined. It's just a different outlook on life, and it's just made everything a lot easier. It really does. It's just a healthier way of living. It's a much healthier way of living.
Like when we can just give thanks or appreciation or just take moments to just feel happy and like be aware of the good that's all around us. Like you saying that before, man, about like you have, you know, this beautiful team, you have a beautiful wife, you have your friends and family that support you. Like that right there is enough. You know,
there's really, no, it's more than enough. It's like, yes. I'm lucky that I have all of those things and there's really no need for anything else right now. Really, there isn't. But that's like the, you were talking about like comparison and, you know, what things look like. It's just, I try, but when, it's funny, when I was dating my wife, I think like the only thing that was like bad for me personally at the time was like social media, just like looking at things, you know, and just like, really does, like you really start to feel like the real negative effect it actually had. And I just like, I was like, you know what? Like I'm getting married. Like, it's kind of like the best time and opportunity to just like unfollow everything, start clean, start fresh again. And I ended up like shutting all the notifications off on like any social media app. And I didn't see it pop up. Or even if like I posted something, like I would forget that I posted it, which was great. Cause you know, like people have like that natural inclination to like post something and like see it and keep looking at it. See how many likes or this or that it has on it. And getting rid of all of that since I've been married has been like one of the like the most cleansing, best updates, I think, to my life. And now it's like trying to use social, like for work, of course, you know what I mean? And just things that inspire me. I'm big on like, you know, stuff like things like the Spread Love movement, you know what I mean? Like I'm big on motivational talks. I'm big, you know, I like to educate myself as well, reading on specific things. So I don't know why I got off on this tangent, but that was one of the better updates of like that change in life and getting married, you know, just getting rid of all of that and not seeing it.
It's like social media is like such a tool. It can destroy us or bring us the most positive, uplifting, loving feelings. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's how we use it. And sometimes I get caught in things too, where I'm like, I'll find like jealousy or envy towards somebody else that's like doing something that I'm not doing. But you know what? They're good times to check in, because when I have those feelings, I'm like, shit, this is not how I want to feel towards this person.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
You know what I mean? Like they don't feel it. It's like, they don't feel it. I feel it. I feel crappy. And it's like, why? We live in such abundance. There's enough for everybody. There's no need to ever. And I have to say this to myself. I'm like, there's no need to ever have envy or jealousy. Like wish them goodness and love. And in doing that, I'll bring the same to myself.
Exactly. It's a fact of life too. Yeah, I just believe it, you know?
Yeah.
It really is. It really is. Where do you do most of your talking engagements?
So I've only done one so far.
Okay.
And I'm excited. It was so great. It was in Mexico.
Wow.
It was wild. It was like a 5-6 day retreat. I was the opening speaker. And
where in Mexico?
I don't know off the top of my head. We were like in the jungles of Mexico. It wasn't like Cancun or something like that. Yeah, we went like deep in the jungles.
Very cool. That's awesome.
But it was fun, man. You know, I got off and I'm just like, it's not like it's about.
Did you have to do it in Spanish?
No. I would have. No, it's cool. There was about probably in the retreat, like 50 or 60 people. A lot of people came from the US.
Awesome.
But it was great. It was like a good place to do it for the first time, because everyone there, thanks man. I appreciate that a lot. Everyone there was kind of in the space of wanting to learn and grow. And so it was like a really good spot.
What kind of retreat was it?
It was kind of just like it was like a life growth entrepreneur sort of a retreat where there were speakers all day. We did like different breath work. We did meditations. We did like different Mexican ceremonies. It was like very integrated. It was really, really cool.
Do you do a form of meditation every single day?
Not every day, you know, just in the practice, kind of like business and life, the roller coaster, like the ebbs and the flows. Usually even if I used to meditate for like 30 to 45 minutes and like, it's just been hard.
What is that experience like? Like, are you really just like sitting there and just trying to like good breath work and find a happy space?
So it's kind of all that. What I'll normally do is I'll close my eyes and I'll just take some good breaths and just like set up. Mm-hmm. Just be present and try to, you know, not try to, but to collect my thoughts, observe them. So I'll just sit there in silence. I'll just observe my thoughts. I try my best to not get carried away with them. Try to just observe them, take a look at them, be aware of them. And then I will practice gratitude most of the time after that. And then usually the last thing I do is about manifesting. It's visualizing and feeling the feelings of my goals.
I like that one. I really believe in. Because when there's a specific prayers that I do every single morning, which are great. Big on routine in the morning. Along with journaling, like doing a lot of just stretching work, mobility work this year, which has been great. Just like want my body to feel good. I'm like in and out of different workouts, but like a lot of calisthenics stuff recently, like which is nice. But like I'm stretching and I'm praying, and then like there's a certain section within the prayer that like that's like my meditation, where it's like just me, just my thoughts. And that's where I'm practicing gratitude and praying for specific things. I like that benefit, like the visualization and manifestation, because that I really do believe in, and that I don't have anywhere, and that might be a nice update. So, and because meditation, like the idea is like you're just supposed to let your thoughts go, right? Like whatever it is that comes up, you're not trying to change it or something, right? Like you're letting it just happen. That's scary for me though, like with work, you know, because my whole thing would just turn into like work problems, I feel like.
One of the things like I'll do that helps is that, because that happens too, like that the issues of the day coming will start to flood into my mind.
I wake up, I look at my email, so I already ruined my, like, you know?
Yeah.
Stupid,
yeah.
Like that I should really cut out.
Yes.
Cut that one out.
I would, you know, whatever works for you. I would try to not look at your phone for like at least the first 30 minutes, because I used to do that too, dude. I would wake up and you jump into the anxiety of the day, and that's your baseline now. You're starting off like anxious.
What did you do for work before you moved to San Diego now, right?
So we were in New York, then San Diego, and now we're in Tampa in Florida.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we've been around a little bit.
How long have you been in Tampa?
So we did San Diego for 3. Now we've been in Tampa for a little more than 3 years.
Wow. And what took you there and back to the side?
Yeah. So San Diego was, you know, when me and my wife first started dating, when we were living in New York, right off the bat, she's like, hey, I'm not trying to like live in the city for much longer.
Yeah, my wife was the complete opposite.
Well, at the time too,
she grew up in Brooklyn, but yeah.
Yeah, so that's like, that's like her home for real. And I was like, babe, I'm not ready to go yet. Like, I'm still here. I'm loving it. I'm in no way, shape, or form ready to go. She's like, okay, but just so you know, like, that is my plan and like for my own health and happiness. I'm like, I get it. So we were just like very aware and communicated about it a lot. And probably 3 years after we started dating is when we moved to San Diego, and we just wanted something completely different. And one day my brother walks into our apartment. He's like, yo, I'm moving to San Diego. And we're kind of like, is that the place? Is that where you should go? And literally like six, eight months later, we moved to San Diego.
What did you do for work in New York?
I was a recruiter. So I did digital recruitment. It was mostly like web designers, art directors, developers, project managers.
For a recruiting agency based here?
Exactly. Yeah. So it was for a staffing agency. And we worked with like a lot of ad agencies.
Ad agencies. Very cool. And was it like remote? Like, did you keep that on when you went to San Diego, or you changed it up?
Dude, so the thing was, I was like, they didn't have an office in San Diego. And that kind of was like, oh, do I not go now? I asked, you know, our president if he wanted to, or my manager, I forget what he was at the time, if they would open an office there. And he's kind of like, no. And I was like, all right, do I do this? Do I stay here? Do I stay like safe? And I was like, no, we're going. I'll figure it out. Like, I just like let go. I surrendered. I released. I'm like, I don't care. I'll get a job. I feel good in myself and my abilities. I'll just go there and get a job. And the week after he told me they wouldn't open an office there, he called me into his office. He's like, dude, you want to open an office in San Diego? And I was like, that sounds awesome. So it was nice.
I manifested it in meditation.
You know, dude, I think so much time, I think just surrendering and letting go to what is. Because the things that we resist, they persist. So when we can just allow and just like truly know, like we said this before, like believing and knowing that you're good, I was not worried, then that popped into my reality, me being good and not being worried, I had that job just ready to go for me.
Incredible. And what happened? And what's in Tampa? What was the next change? I'm so fascinated by people who get to like do that. You know what I mean? Like I wherever my family is always where I'm going to be. That's why, like, when I was in college, like, going abroad was like, I have to do this. You know, I feel like it's going to be the only time in my life that, like, I'll have the ability to, like, go live somewhere else for an extended period of time. But, yeah, it's just, like, I don't see in my future me and my wife, like, uprooting and going somewhere else. Although I am incredibly fascinated by it and love the idea of it. And she does, too.
You never know, right? That's, I'm always just like a big advocate of like, you just never know. I felt so confident and sure about situations and moments. And then the next year or two or 6 months later, whatever it is, I feel totally different.
Yeah. So what's up in Tampa? What brought you there from San Diego?
So after San Diego, so it was COVID. COVID hit in San Diego and California was locked down. You couldn't do anything. So we're just chilling. Luckily, we had like, we were like very close to the beach, which was awesome. And we had like a little yard area that was a communal. We shared with a few of our neighbors. So we had like a good thing going. So we were like chilling. And then we were kind of just like, the family thing really started to like hit us, right? We're like, we're just here, not doing anything. I mean, I was working, but I'm like, I could go work in New York. Like, we don't need to stay here. And that urge for family, like really, really, really came through strong.
That's like my point with the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can only do it for a certain amount of time. Sorry to interrupt you.
No,
please.
You're good, man. And then, so, you know, being across the country, like you're far, like you can't get further almost than like San Diego to New York.
And you said your family's still in Queens?
So my family's in New York. So I'm originally from about an hour north of the city.
Okay.
And then, so they're also, a lot of them are still in that area. A lot of them have actually moved to Florida too, which is kind of wild, but not exactly where we are. So, but a lot of them are still back in New York.
Very cool.
But then COVID, we went back to New York for a little while. Like my wife literally went home to her, stay with her parents. I went to stay with mine and we just like had some space. We got to do that. And it was like, it was fine. Like it really worked well for us. We would see each other, of course, but it was just like nice to like really be where we were. And then
where's your wife's family from?
They're from further upstate. They're like near Lake Ontario. Her family's originally from Buffalo. And now they live, she grew up like right outside of Utica, but now they're like up near Lake Ontario.
Somewhere in New York.
It's beautiful up there, man. It is so nice.
Sure. I wouldn't know. Upstate, I've done a lot of upstate trips, which are great, but not up there like that.
Yeah. That is legit really upstate New York.
Yeah.
But it is like, even when you start driving up and you go, I'm again an hour, that ride on the Taconic is beautiful. It's like, it's so incredible. New York is really such a beautiful state.
Even like traveling in the United States, I remember I did like Wyoming and Montana, and I like was just like, man, I've been lucky to travel all around the world, but like right here, there's some like the most beautiful places I've ever seen.
So true. I know I talk all the time about like getting out, and people are like, it's right here. You have everything you need here. And then, you know, Tampa kind of just happened. We moved out here and we've been out here for 3.5 years. We might stay for
How'd you pick it?
So I switched jobs. I started working in solar. And then so...
Very cool.
You couldn't really... So we would do door knocking. And you couldn't door knock in New York or anywhere with COVID. The company's like, you guys want to go down to Florida? The market's open. And we're like, cool, we'll go down. We literally like... I called my wife. I'm like, she's wanting to go down to Florida. I'm like, hey, you want to go down to Florida like this Tuesday? She's like, yeah. I was like, all right, we'll go for like a couple months. Maybe we'll stay. We'll see what happens. And then we just came and we stayed.
Awesome. Love that.
But now the idea, though, Samuel, is to potentially go back to New York at some point. And like, this is the thing. Like, we wanted to not be in New York anymore. We didn't really want the cold weather. We just wanted to have new experiences. But as we're getting older, as we have children, that desire for family again, my wife is like, you know, we have two kids again. And I work, and I'm so grateful that she's able to stay home and be with them, because there's no...
Yeah, I'm with you. I understand. I get it. No kids yet, but I see my sister too. She's got four beautiful kids. I just don't understand. And my mother, I mean, God bless my mother and my wife's mother. Both, like, my wife's mother still works. My mother, she was, she practiced dentistry, and she's an endodontist. She's a partner in a practice for 20 plus years, but she still somehow raised, you know, the four of us. And the same thing with my wife, four beautiful kids, and she's still running a big business. And just like, God bless these women for how they do it. And then I look at my sister raising four kids, and she just started working too. It's just like, it's wild. Like,
it is
wild. And I don't have kids yet, but hopefully soon. Hopefully. How old are your kids?
2.5 and about 10 months.
Right. Oh, wow. Beautiful. So I guess I went like, yeah, I think that's because my mother always has the like, oh, you're going to live in New Jersey. You want your kids raised like where you, like how you were raised. I was like, I've always said that too. And I'm like, let's just like not have this conversation like in front of my wife until like there's kids that are old enough where I agree, like when they get to a certain age, you want them to probably like be grounded in one place, right?
You know, it's just, yeah, dude, it's like community and, you know,
it is.
Like, we're out here, and like, luckily, I have my brother who lives 15 minutes down the road with his fiance.
Awesome.
But it's like, you know, back in Long Beach, Long Island, we actually just came back to New York. We were there for like a couple of weeks, and awesome. she's got a bunch of friends there that have kids. There's like, I don't know, like four or five of her friends are all have kids. Her sister has five kids, and now she's back in upstate New York, and it's just like, yeah. Wanting that, and like wanting our kids to like know their cousins, and wanting them to like,
absolutely, yeah,
you know,
exactly,
dude. There was a time where we literally said for years we're never going back to New York. Like, it's cool, like we love everybody there,
of course.
Yeah, but we're never going back. And then life. Check out the homies.
Funny. Yeah. Oh man, incredible. Good for you, man. Congratulations on that. Because it's funny, you started the conversation, like, I lived in New York for 8 years. I was like, oh, wow, like, rare one. Lived here for 8 years and is out. But here we are, 35 minutes into the conversation. You finally admitted you'll be back.
I don't know if the city will make it back there, but we'll...
No, yeah. I told you, I hated New York City. My older brother, he was into the arts and Broadway and et cetera. But like, they were doing like a Sunday in the city. I was like, have fun. Like, I'll see you when you get home. And then I was still this like shy, like kid as a freshman in NYU. And I would still go home every Friday. And then like that was all through the first semester, and the second semester like made friends, and like they're like, Sam, you're not going home. And I just like never went home, and like that was it. Summers though, I every weekend I get out of here. Thursday night we leave. And I like, what's great about the Seaport is like right the ferry's like right outside, and it takes you like 40 minutes there, and such a great little commute and get out of the city. Because everyone here has a love-hate relationship with it, you know?
Yeah.
But now September's coming and everyone loves it again.
That's the thing, like, right? During the summer, everyone leaves. Everyone's just trying to get out.
Out. Want nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Couldn't care less.
You get like sick of... I remember getting so sick of smelling like the street garbage during the brutal hot summer. Ooh. And like craving water, you know what I mean? Craving more space and stuff like that. Yeah, it just really hits you during the summer.
Absolutely.
But I love you, man. I thank you for asking me questions. It doesn't usually go that way, but it's nice to just be in the conversation and just see where it goes.
Nice to meet new people.
Yeah. And honestly, like, it's cool. Like, I appreciate you asking questions, man. Thank you. And for you, dude, I wanted to talk to you more about the things that you're helping bring more awareness to with Crossed.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, I mean, go ahead.
Sorry. No. Well, you go, because I know you do stuff with gun reform, climate change, and food insecurity.
So started with gun reform, and to be honest, it's nice to speak about this 6 years later, because also internally we're also going through kind of an updated identity, updated message. I think ultimately, though, where we started, the idea was to use what was happening in the world around us as inspiration for each collection, to use each collection as a tool of increasing awareness surrounding different social causes. Gun reform was the first one, because like that was actually the inspiration that got me to start this, you know, brand, right? And to be honest, there wasn't a lot that happened with gun reform after the first year of the business, right? I think what really happened was, well, one, it was 2019, and March for Our Lives grew so rapidly. And then it started to put more kind of, I guess, for lack of a better word, like corporate structure into the organization. And there was a lot more, like first, when I was working with them, I was working with the kids who like started, you know what I mean? Literally started the organization from Parkland. And then COVID hit, man. All right. So I can't believe like how many years that passed since COVID, because COVID really does feel like it was just yesterday. But COVID hit, and New York was the most affected city early on. And it was big news. New York was big news, because when a New York public school closes, like all those kids, like they lose their access to the one, potentially one free meal they have there. So it was one of the last things to be closed, and it was a big thing. And then it just became, all right, like, it was actually the busiest year. You know, a lot of businesses went under. For us, I mean, we had all of our production in a factory in New York that was cut up, waiting to be sewn. The factory turned into a PPE factory. So the product got moved aside. I had nothing to make. I had nothing to sell. And it's like, all right, but we are this, like, socially responsible brand, right? So, like, there's a lot that we can be doing now. And we just like donated all of our proceeds to the food bank for New York. And it was like, we're a New York based brand. Like, New York's a really like the biggest affected city right now. Like, time to just start supporting like our local community. And then that began like a beautiful relationship with the food bank for New York. And every single year we would donate proceeds to them from different collections, raise awareness around their organization. And then it just became more of, what are the causes that we can actually support that I could kind of put my money where my mouth is, in terms of like, I don't want to just say like I'm donating money, because like with March for Our Lives in the end, it kind of felt like that. It was like, it was a global organization now, right? And you can't really feel like the tangible effect, you know? And then COVID hit and the food bank happened. And then from the food bank, we started working with No Kid Hungry. And then we started working for the New York Restoration Projects, where we weren't just donating food, but we're actually restoring parks and gardens within New York City that would grow food that would then be handed out to the local community. And it was just more about like, listen, there's like a few things. Like, we provide people with the basic necessities of life, right? Like food, warm clothing, right? Like in winter, we would work with One Warm Coat and coat drives, and we did all these pop-ups in New York City and would use the stores as coat drives. So it was just all about like trying to support the local community in New York, be able to work on the ground. Like, our team had a lot of fun working with these organizations, doing events with these organizations. It makes you feel good as well, right? Like, this is the truth, you know? Then it's like, I grew up like giving back, right? So, you know, there was an organization that my mother's always been part of called the Special Children's Center that provides respite for families with children with special needs. That's always been a place, like an organization that's close to heart, being able to work with them. And then, you know, it's really just continues on this theme of like, support your friends, you know, and just supporting different people in different ways with the needs that they have, trying to work with organizations that you create real relationships with, not just kind of like donation type of relationships. And now, you know, 6 years, 5, 6 years later, we're at a place where, you know, our product has very much evolved. You know, like, I think that I'm finally making clothes that, like, I myself love and want to wear and I'm excited for. It's difficult to now use, like, social causes as inspiration for what we do, right? They're just, like, they couldn't be far, right? So it's, like, how are we going to evolve, like, the message of, as a brand? Like, this is who I am. This is the DNA. This is how we started. This is what we're about. It's always been about this message of support your friends. And now I'm also at a time in my life where, like, we said it on this call. It's, like, it's family, it's friends, it's health. Like, that's it, man. You know? So that's kind of, like, a quick run through, like, the evolution of, like, the last 6 years. But, you know, now we're becoming a little bit more, like, focused on, like, contemporary menswear. And, you know, we're fortunate that we sell to major retailers like Nordstrom and Saks Fifth Avenue and so on and so forth, right? So, you know, I don't want to ever lose the DNA and the message of the brand, but I'm at a point now where it's, like, it's evolving into, like, our next chapter, you know?
Yes, yes. Dude, what does it mean to you to support your friends?
My meaning is the one that we spoke about earlier, right? Like, we just, like, we believe in the same thing, we stand for the same thing, we support one another. And then there's the superficial, like, or just, like, surface level, excuse me, just, like, stuff, you know? It's, like, anything for my friends, you know? And it's, like, for the boys, that's it, you know? Like, anything for the boys. It's about hospitality, you know? That's always been what it is. Like, I think my apartment in New York, or maybe my home in New Jersey, it's always been the one where everyone is, right? And that's also something that was instilled, you know, by my parents. So it's about, like, supporting family, supporting friends, being hospitable, being grateful, being gracious, being kind, being truthful. Just, like, these are now, like, the kind of brand pillars, you know, of, like, what I want to be able to kind of tell, like, within the brand itself, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's my biggest challenge and focus now is, like, okay, here's the product I'm really excited about. Here are the things that I stand for now. And it's obviously evolved, like, what, like, 6 months married now, you know, like, this beautiful wife, incredible in-laws, this next chapter of my life, you know? And, like, you're always evolving. You always got to evolve, grow. So how do I kind of translate that into where the business is, where the product is, and how do I kind of tell that story? And I think that's the next chapter for us, you know?
I think it's kind of cool that the business can evolve with you as a human and as a being, as you're going through life and things are meaning more to you at this stage than they did 4 years ago. You're able to...
You know, like, we touched on this, right? Because it didn't always revolve around me. But I think that it should, right? It's like my name, it's my brand. It's like, otherwise it's unauthentic, right? So if I look at, like, the earlier years, right, like the level of authenticity in terms of, like, our philanthropic nature, right? Like, there's obviously authenticity in regards to, like, who I am, where I grew up and how I grew up, et cetera, the community that I grew up. But, like, the product didn't feel authentic. I wasn't proud of it. Like, yeah, it didn't revolve around me because I wasn't proud of it, or I cared so much about what people thought about it, right? And that's, like, all the, like, this, I could compare that to, like, me growing up too, you know? But now, just I'm at a point in my life where it's like, I have my wife, I have my family, I have my friends. Thank God I have my health. Like, let's just put things out that, like, we love, that we're proud of. And, you know, the notifications are off. And, like, yes, I know that there's, like, I need that, you know, like, we need to grow social, we need to grow community, we need to, you know, market, et cetera. But I kind of wanted to, like, strip it down on this next evolution and be like, I want to kind of start over in a sense, or at least I'm starting over, you know? So it's like, yeah, it's like, it's cool that the business can hopefully mature with, like, the way I'm matured, you know, or tell the story of, like, the evolution of my now current outlook on life and things, et cetera, you know? So, yeah, I mean, that's a new conversation that I've never had with before. But, yeah, I think you're right. It's all things that we touched on this call, you know, by just, like, talking about life and stuff, right?
And, you know, there's nothing wrong, you know, with, yeah, being authentic with who you are and how you're feeling right now. And just because, you know, in like the rebrand or the revamp or what you guys are doing, you know, at this time, if you're not doing what you were doing before with social change, that doesn't mean that that may not come back to you at a later time. You know what? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Always be there. It's just a matter of like how, like what that looks like for us now and for me now, you know?
It's like your identity. Yeah. Your identity is not social change. Your identity is who you are and what lights you up and, you know, what inspires you and things like that. Cause I could see that, you know, maybe struggling with that a little bit. It's like, right, life is just good now. You're just grateful and you're happy and things like you're proud of the clothes you're creating. And I could see maybe detaching from the social change a little bit and being like, but that's who we were. That was the brand. That was like what we always conveyed. But you always conveyed who you were. You know what I mean? So just always do that. It's you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying it goes away entirely, right? Because that is the about, that is the DNA, that is, yeah, it's just a matter of what that looks like now, you know what I mean? Because I was saying, it was like, where the clothes, it needs to be authentic, you know what I mean? Otherwise, it just feels like bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
And this is where I started, this is how I was doing it. And now I'm saying like 6 years later, like making clothes that don't really, you know, correlate or translate to, you know, social causes like the food bank right now, but that's not that, you know, we're moving away from supporting different organizations. It's just how we support them or how we talk about it, what the message is. And it's really just kind of actually coming back to the first message of the brand, which is support your friend, and the very, like, using that as a means of speaking to the different organizations or different causes or different things that we have actually done in the life of our business.
Yeah, I think it's like really exciting. I mean, I'm so happy for you that like you're just so proud of the clothes and the things that you're putting out there, the fashion you're putting out there. And it's exciting. You know what I mean? Like, it's really fun, I think, that you get to kind of revamp and see where you're at and see how the social change, like see where you guys are going to go with it from
we'll
here.
See. Yeah, exactly.
It's, like, it's fun,
yeah.
Man. It's like,
yeah, it's so overwhelming, but we'll see. Yeah, hopefully. Mm. And hopefully it's some of the right decision, definitely.
Where are we at? All right, man. I appreciate you. This has been...
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been real fun.
I hope we keep in touch after this.
I hope so too, man. I got one more question for you before... And if at any point too, before we cut out, if there's anything else you want to throw out there, I'm all ears. But I want to ask you the question I ask every single guest on the podcast. So it's good. Dude, there's no wrong answer.
I'm so mad.
Like, you're gonna, there's a question.
You know? I liked it. I like what you said before. I was like, this is a conversation. Wow, great. I'm good at having a conversation.
And we're just still chatting, man. Okay, I just want to share something that I'm passionate about. Mm-hmm. And then I might ask you a question about it.
Please. Maybe.
So, you know, the whole idea of spread love, the page, the podcast, more speaking engagements is to help just the world, man. It's to put good out into the world like you're doing. It's truly, I'm just such a big advocate of this. I know that we're all one. I know we're all connected. I know that our consciousness collectively affects how we show up to each other, how we interact, the things that we do, our kindness, our lack of kindness. And then so the whole purpose of all of this is really to help shift the collective consciousness of the planet to one that is more loving and peaceful and empathetic, one that's more forgiving, understanding, accepting, vulnerable. And then so, dude, the question just really is, how do you feel like every day you yourself are helping create this sort of a shift towards this consciousness, either like through just your daily actions, through the brand? How do you feel? And you're doing it. The thing is, like, you're doing it. But I like to always ask this question at the end, like, how do you feel like you're helping create that sort of a positive shift in the world?
I'm not saying I'm like perfect with this every day, but I do like to think, and like, as you're asking that question, I think something was already coming to mind. It's just how you act. You know what I mean? It's like even coming to this new building, right? Every time I walk in, like, hi, Carlos, he's the first person who greets you. He's behind the desk. He's the one who presses the button to open the gates for you. It's a fist pump. It's a smile. It's hello. Then they walk over, they got the coffee, and like by name saying hi, or if you don't know their name, just smiling and give us this like positive, like, You know what I mean? Like, that's what it's... And I live in New York City, too, you know what I mean? Where there's, like, you know, people think it's not all like that. But, like, yeah, there's, that's obviously, like, part of the New York City identity. But there's something just about, like, the way that you act is the way that, like, people also greet you. Like, just be kind, be calm, be cool. Like, Jordan's, like, you know, best friend, partner, work with him every single second. He's so calm, cool, you know what I mean? Like, listens, good eye contact, things like that. Like, I think it all starts with you. Like, it's what we've also been talking about. Like, world gives you what you put out, right? I think that's like a fact.
Dude, I'm stoked. I could scream right now because that's like, that's what it is. I'm like,
really all it is.
That's it, man. It excites me so much. Yeah. Like, that's such a beautiful example. Your partner, Jordan. He doesn't, I don't know if he does this. It doesn't, I don't know. Is he like telling you and everyone, hey, everyone be calm, be cool, be chill? Or is he being it? And then you see, and then you see it.
He's just being it. He's just being it. That's it. He's just going to be it. Yeah. It's a tough world right now, for sure. You know, but I think that, yeah, if more people start to do that, because I think that like that's in most people, you know, maybe all people. So.
And like, how good does it feel? Like, it's really cool to like light up someone else's day or light up the like a smile on their face. Like, how good does that also feel just to be nice to people? Okay. It's awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Justin. I do. I'm happy I was able to give you like the true, real response and answer.
That was it, man. And there's no right or wrong answer, but I could not agree more. You know, like what you're doing with your brand, with the social issues that you're helping. Yes, that's huge. That's awesome. A lot of people get to see that. Mm. But I'm such a big advocate of like, who are we being every single day? Like, what are we doing? It's not waiting for anyone else out there to change or to be good or to be kind so I can be kind
starts
to them.
Starts with yourself. Yeah, starts with you.
That was really awesome. And really, that's like, I'm so glad you mentioned that about Jordan, because that is the example. It's like when we go out and do these things, it's people observing it and seeing it and being inspired by who we're being and how we're acting. That's what then will create that ripple effect and create more change. Because bro, like you're super chill and calm too. Like, is Jordan chiller than you? Because you have like a really nice, very good, just a very chill vibe.
Yeah, cool.
But that's good, man. I'm happy for you that you get to work with one of your best friends. That's awesome. Seriously, that's huge.
Congrats on everything to you. And I hope we stay in touch. Your latest updates on everything that you have going on with the movement. Thank you again for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course, man. So I'm all about keeping in touch. If our paths cross next time I'm in New York, I can let you know if I'm in the city. And just always very open to keeping things just completely open and just saying where life takes us, man. Because I was excited to talk to you really about what you're doing and just having this conversation, like touching on those things, but more just like talking as just like people. It feels good to do that. Dude, before we cut out, if you could just let everybody know where they can find your clothes, where they can find you online, social media, all that good stuff.
Yes, the website is crossnewyork.com. It's K-R-O-S-T, New York spelled out, .com. We're also sold across the country in Nordstrom and Saks Fifth Avenue, Revolve.com, specialty and independent boutiques across the country, and some other major retailers, hopefully, you know, coming next year in 2025. But the Instagram is at crossnewyork.com, and just shop it on crossnewyork.com. And if you have something, we could like give a discount code that you could send to people if you'd like, if that helps at all. And that's it.
Yeah, let me know if you want to. We'll put something in the show notes and then people can go to the site.
Yes, definitely.
Type in something, spread love something, and they can get a little bit of a discount.
I love that. We'll take care of that right when we hang up.
Awesome. Easy. Dude. And for real, man, you're so, it's just so nice, man. You've given me so much love throughout this conversation, man. And I really am just like so grateful and happy for you. You're in a good place. The company seems to be doing well. You seem to be happy with what you're putting out there.
Yes.
And just in hearing you talk, man, about family and friends and just life, and I can see your appreciation and love for it like shining through, and it's just beautiful to see that.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it means a lot. It really does. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you again for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, everybody.
In touch.
Yeah, we will. Everyone, I'll put everything in the show notes. Check it out. Go buy some real cool stuff. I'm telling you, the stuff that looks awesome. I was checking it out over the last couple of days. I'm like, wow, this stuff is amazing. But definitely check it out. Of course, we appreciate you all so much. Thank you for being here and just sharing this time and space with me and Samuel. We love you so much, and we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Justin. Talk to you later.
See you, buddy.
Hey, if you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, please like, follow, share, subscribe, whatever you can do to help share this with the world. We put a lot of energy, effort, and time into creating this beautiful podcast with these incredible guests to help bring more awareness to the love that exists all around us. So if you can help spread some love, we'd really appreciate it. Love you.